Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Of every good.
All right, all right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Minister Vanessa, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Amen. We want to welcome you to a live broadcast, amen, of His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Wim. Her message today will be a message of hope for all times, coming out of Psalms 55. Man, we are excited about having you on. It's been a while. Amen. So we're going to, she's laughing, y'all, but we're going to continue on and with it and everything. We're just excited about you being back with us, Minister Van. Amen. A lot of people have been like, well, we're coming back. I don't know, man. Let me stop. You know, but we're excited. We had a couple of technical difficulties. For the like always, but we'll work out the kinks, amen. I want to remind everybody real quick that this is a live broadcast, and we are accepting calls. And if you want to call in, the number is 646-478-0660, and just press the number 1 for any questions, that kind of thing. So we definitely love to hear from you. There's so much that's going on in today's world. Amen. Real quick also, His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Friendship Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday night, Joel is Reverend Ray and Prince is 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray is the first Sunday and the third Sunday at 7 p.m. Amen. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain is every third Monday of the month. Amen, at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson, is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, with Ray Rose, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. This is a free conference call at that number. Amen. Please, by all means, go and visit our website, WhenChristianSpeak.com, and check it out, the different things that we got going on there. You can find a little bit more about the different shows and the hosts. Also, if you'd like to sow a seed into the ministry, amen, we are listed as a 501c3 company. You can do so by going to WhenChristianSpeak.com and clicking on the Donate Now button. Amen. Don't forget about our Facebook page. We have several Facebook pages out there. We would love to hear from you. You want to send us a prayer request or anything like that, you can do so by going to WhenChristianSpeak@gmail.com. So with all that being said, and we thank God again for Minister Vanessa being with us today. We're going to turn everything over back to her, and we're going to dialogue. But we know that there is definitely a word from the Lord. Please share. Amen. Minister Vanessa.
God bless you, Reverend Ray. God bless you. Well, I just wanted to share a few words this evening just to encourage everyone. And I consider this to be a message of hope for all times, not just for times of difficulty, times of challenges, but a message of hope for all times. So, again, these are just some words that I'm going to try to encourage you with, share some scriptures with you. If you have time, if you have pen and paper, you can jot down some of these scriptures. But we want to allow time at the end in case you have any prayer requests. You can call in to the number that Reverend Ray mentioned earlier, and we'll give you that number again. But, again, this is Minister Van, and let's just go to God in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Lord, thanking you, Father, for your grace and for your mercy. Thanking you, Father, for being who you are, Father. In the midst of everything that's going on, Father, you are still God. You sit on the throne. You still see us, Lord God. You still hear us, Father. And your promises are still yea and amen. Father, we ask right now, Father, that you just heal the land right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, do what you do best, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for those who are listening, Lord God, and if there are any that have loved ones or family members that are ill, Father, we just ask you for a special touch from you right now in the name of Jesus, that we know, God, that you are the doctor of all doctors, Father, and we're claiming healing in your name right now, Father. And, Lord God, for all those frontline workers, Lord God, all the medical personnel, Lord God, all the, even, Lord God, the students that are home with their parents, helping to teach them, Father. We ask you, Lord God, just to give them peace right now. Give them comfort right now, Lord God. And above all, Lord God, give them protection, please, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you are still the miracle-working God, and we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. Father, for all the warehouse workers, Lord God, all the industry workers, Lord God, all the essential workers, Lord God, Lord, we just ask you right now to cover them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for angels and camp run about the hospitals and the nursing homes and all the places, Lord God, where people are just ill, Father, or wherever the families are right now, Lord God. There are loved ones who can't even be with their family members right now as they're sick, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to build that bridge right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Give them comfort, Lord God. Give them reassurance, Lord God, that it's already all right, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your angels of mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as this word goes forth, as we share these words of encouragement, Lord God, we pray, Father, that it would touch somebody's heart and soul right now in the name of Jesus, that it would encourage somebody, Lord God, to remind them that they can do all these through you because that's where they draw the strength from, Father. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this ministry. We know it reaches far, and we thank you, Father, for just allowing us to be the vessels that you can use. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. Be encouraged. A message of hope. Our main scripture is coming from Psalms, the 55th chapter and the 22nd verse. That's Psalm 55 and 22. And it reads, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. That's Psalms 55 and 22. And then I want to share Philippians 4th chapter, 6th and the 7th verse. Says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You notice in this scripture, it tells us first to be anxious for nothing. Just like so many passages in the Bible, it starts off with fear not. Fear not, because when you live it in fear, you cannot think, you cannot focus, your mind is all over the place. And so this scripture tells us first, be anxious for nothing. Then it says, in everything by prayer and supplication, and get this, with thanksgiving. We are to give God thanksgiving for everything. He said, in all good things work together for the good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And he challenges us and tells us to give him thanksgiving in all things. Give him thanksgiving. He didn't say give him thanksgiving for the things, but he said with thanksgiving, because in the midst of things that you go through, you know God still got you. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. A sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear. 1 John 5:14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to His will, he hears us. So just be encouraged that he hears you today. Whether you believe it or not, if you believe his word, you'll know that his word says, be confident. Because if you ask anything according to his will, he hears you. And then Luke 1:37 says, for with God, get this, nothing shall be impossible. Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. I mean, there are so many other scriptures I could share with you, but just meditate when you get a minute on those. And when you meditate on these scriptures, ask God to reveal to you what is it you are to get out of it for your particular moment, okay? I know, as you know, there are so many people that are suffering right now. So many people that have family members that are suffering. They're either physically, mentally, emotionally, or financially. Yet, these are difficult times right now, but guess what? God is a God of all times, including the difficult times. So this is a message of hope for all times. No, I don't know what you're going through right now, but guess who does? God knows. No, I don't feel your pain as you feel it, but guess what? God knows. No, I cannot tell you when all of this will be over. For man, in all his knowledge, in all his learning, in all his experiences, man has limited understanding and does not know. But guess who does? God knows. God didn't tell us that we would understand everything that was happening in the world, but what he did tell us is to trust him. Proverbs 3:3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. You see, this I know and this I cling to, even now as I struggle with words to say and as I struggle with thoughts to think, even in my own personal situations, I simply want to encourage you, though, that at times you may feel like God isn't listening to you, but I'm here to encourage you that God does care about your pain. At times you may be thinking, look what's happening in my life right now. See, this is personal. Everywhere I turn, I'm hearing bad news, and Lord, I need you right now. And he says, I'm right here, my child. I'm here to tell you that God has not forgotten you. I'm here to tell you that you are not alone in your struggles. I'm here to encourage you that God is listening, God loves you, and he does care for you. Psalms 145, 18th and 19th verses, God is close to all who call on him sincerely. He fulfills the desires of all those who reverence and trust him. He hears their cries for help, and he rescues them. God is a God of rescue. I'm here to encourage you that, yes, God knows, yes, God cares, and yes, God does love you. And yes, God is a healer. Just trust in the Lord. These are words just to encourage you during difficult times, but for all times, I'm here to encourage you and to remind you that even in these difficult times, get this, God is a shelter in the time of a storm. God is a shelter in the time of a storm. I'm here to encourage you and to remind you that God is our shield of protection, even in the midst of everything that's going on right now. I'm here to encourage somebody and to serve notice on to others who may not know about this God that I'm talking about today, but we hopefully you'll get to know him before the end of this message, that God is a God of all time. So in the midst of any tragedies that you may be experiencing, even in the midst of life's horrors, even in the midst of any disappointments you may have had, even in the midst of any heartaches or pains, I'm here to encourage someone to hang on in there. Hold on. Don't let fear overtake you. Don't let weary keep you down. Don't let the cares of this world cause you to lose your focus. But with God's help, you can and you shall survive. I just want to encourage somebody today that Jesus loves you so very much. Psalms 55 and 22 says, cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer thy righteous to be moved. Be encouraged and focus on his good news that everything is going to be all right. Be encouraged. Give your burdens totally over to the Lord because, yes, it truly is going to be all right. Be encouraged. Simply believe in his words. Don't doubt it. It's going to be all right. Let's turn over to Mark, the 4th chapter, and the 35th verse. That's Mark 4:35. I love this story in the Bible where Jesus calms the storm. Jesus calms the storm. Jesus is with his disciples. And let's just start with the 35th verse. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side. Let us go over to the other side." So 36, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall, that's a furious storm, came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. In other words, waves kind of tried to overtake the boat so much so that the boat almost sank. I mean, we know that it didn't almost sink because Jesus was in on the boat. Jesus was in the stern, that's the bottom of the boat, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples rushed down to him. They wake him up out of his sleep, and they say to him, "Teacher, Master, don't you care if we drown?" 39th verse, he got up, talking about Jesus, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And the 41st verse, they were terrified. The disciples were terrified. And they turned to each other and they say, "Who is this? Who is this man that even the wind and the waves obey him? Who is this? What manner of man is this?" Jesus was in their presence. Jesus was in their presence. And how many know that Jesus is in our presence today? He's in our presence today. You see, for those of us who are Christians, do we realize whose presence is dwelling on the inside of us? I'm talking about one who only has to speak the word and the storm cease. Speak the word and the storm cease. When God speaks, something happens. Be encouraged and know that when God speaks, the winds cease. Be encouraged and know that when God speaks, something happens. Be encouraged and know that when God speaks, the blind opens their eyes and see. When Jesus speaks, the lame will walk. When Jesus speaks, the earth will stand still. When Jesus speaks, the angels take notice. Be encouraged and know that what, no matter what comes, when God speaks, something happens. You see, there's a shifting in the atmosphere. Be encouraged. Jesus calms the storm. Jesus calms the storm. Have you ever been in an airplane when there was turbulence? Have you ever been in an airplane when there was turbulence? The plane begins to shake and fear tries to paralyze you and things around you start to shake. People perhaps be around you start to moan, they start to complain and try to, and they start to be doubtful and there's chaos around you. And then you hear the calming voice of the pilot saying, "We are just going through a rough spot right now. It's turbulence, but it'll be over soon." The pilot has spoken. Your mind starts to rest. Things around you start to settle down. You have the reassurance that things are going to be okay. Why? Because the pilot has spoken. Then the plane descends, and you land safely on the ground. Well, I got good news for you. God is our pilot. He is the pilot of all pilots. And even though the news doesn't sound good today, even though we're going through a tough time right now, it's going to be okay because God has spoken. His word assures us that this is only a temporary situation and it's going to be okay. That's the peace that comes from God. Word of encouragement, there is salvation and strength in the midst of life's storms. See, in John 16th chapter, the 33rd verse, Jesus speaks, and Jesus says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." That's Jesus speaking. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come unto me," that's Jesus speaking, "all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Somebody out there needs to know that God wants you to rest today. He wants you to rest in him. He wants to reassure you that it's already all right. Yes, there is survival. There is endurance. There is victory, even in the midst of everything that's going on right now. See, John 4:4, Jesus says, ye are of God, little children, and have already overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. 1 John 5:4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I'm just here to encourage somebody. Yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel. So just as Psalms 27:14 says, I want to encourage you to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So whether you are bogged down with worry about this pandemic storm, or whether you are consumed with your own personal storm, I'm just here to tell you, I'm just here to remind you, I'm just here to encourage you that Jesus is shelter from any storm. And if you trust him, you would not allow fear to consume you. All of us will experience some type of storm in our life at one point or another. Some of us may be tempted to go and hide from the storm, while others wish that this storm would just go away, or others may just live in fear. However, we know that God has given us everything we need to ride out this storm. We have the power to choose what we will do in the midst of it. We can ride out this storm because we know that God is with us. Yes, the storms of life will rage in our lives, and sometimes we may allow fear to show up and linger. But guess what? We don't have to allow fear to stay. We don't have to allow it to take root. We don't have to allow fear to overtake us. So be encouraged, my brothers, for we have hope. Psalms 31:24 says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. All ye that hope in the Lord. Be encouraged. Seek shelter in your sanctuary, a place of refuge, a place of protection, a haven from outside distractions, a safe place to be. I'm here to encourage you that there is indeed shelter from life's storms, and this shelter is wrapped up in the arms of God, the secret place. For this is a spiritual place where man cannot harm you. This is a spiritual place where your mind can be renewed and not so focused on what's going on around you, but move and focus on what's going on the inside of you, God's holy place, that's your sanctuary. So during this time, I know the majority of us are quarantined in our own homes. But guess what? You're never alone. You're never alone because God said that you would never be alone, but he'd be with you always, even until the ends of times. Even until the ends of times. Psalms 91, I know you've probably heard this psalm so many times recently. So many preachers are talking about Psalm 91 and reminding folks that Jesus is our shelter, that he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's Psalm 91. The second verse is, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. That was David speaking. That was King David speaking. And you see, I believe that David knew a little something about what he was talking about, because David was seeking shelter from life's storm. In 1 Samuel 18:19, David continually had to seek refuge to get away from King Saul, who was trying to kill him. Excuse me. Three times Saul sent messengers to kill David, but God intervened each time. So in Psalms 91, David knew about dwelling in a secret place, and David knew about God's protection. So instead of King Saul being our enemy right now, in this crazy world, the enemy is trying to kill us by poisoning our minds. We've got to renew our minds through Christ Jesus. Instead of King Saul right now in this upside-down world, the enemy is trying to kill us by trying to get us to focus on the problems instead of the promise. Instead of King Saul, right now in this sinful world, the enemy is trying to discourage us. This invisible enemy is trying to kill us by trying to rob us of our joy, by trying to deceive us that it's okay, that Jesus is not the only way. instead of King Saul right now in this confused world. The enemy is trying to kill us by attempting to get us to take a back seat, to be fearful instead of faithful. I'm not talking about the pandemic when I said the enemy. I am talking about Satan himself. He is trying to destroy our minds. The word of God says the enemy comes to kill, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But then Jesus said, but I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, more abundantly. So this enemy is not King Saul in our lives. It's Satan himself. And he uses world situations to distract us. He uses sinful things to attract us. He uses people to imprison us. But be clear about this, my friend. The enemy is already defeated. The victory is already ours if we just trust God, not in ourselves. If we just surrender to God and not to the things of this world, we would know, we would trust, we believe that God is our shelter in the midst of any storm. For those of us who have decided to make Jesus our choice, just be reminded that this world is not your home, that you're just passing through. When you're passing through a place, you don't allow the circumstances to dictate to you how you're going to feel, for you're just passing through. So I'm talking about abiding in a secret place in his holy sanctuary, a safe retreat. You see, you may not have all the answers, but God does. You may not understand why all these things are happening, but God does. You may get weary at times, but please be encouraged. You may get fearful at times, but let faith arise. Be encouraged. Doubts may try to dwell in your mind, but just trust God. Be encouraged. I've often shared with others that something I heard years ago, something like this. You cannot control a bird flying over your head, for a bird was born to fly. But you can control a bird making a nest in your head. That's something you can control. You can duck. You don't have to allow that bird to make a nest in your head. Be encouraged. Things that you can control, control. Things you cannot control, don't worry about it, because guess what? Trust him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. We draw strength from our Father. We draw strength from our Father. Psalms 96:6 says, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You see, in him, we're sheltered from life's storms, so you can rest. A place of refuge and answer against all odds. When the enemy whispers to you that this is it, that can't you see all these numbers there flashing across the screen, that defeat is near, that it's going to come near you, you better quickly rebuke that in the name of Jesus, and you better call on those words of God. You better call on the scriptures. You better speak them out. Excuse me. You can draw strength from his word, and you can see it of his mercies, new mercies day after day. When the enemy whispers to you and attempts to discourage you, just draw strength from knowing that if God said it, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what I see. It does not matter what I feel. It doesn't matter how things look or sound. God is my defense and my refuge in the day of trouble. So be encouraged, my sister. Embrace the peace that Jesus has already given you. You see, when you rest in him, you remain confident that although we are in this world, we are already overcomers through Christ Jesus. Psalm 62:7 says, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. So be encouraged. You see, when you put your complete trust in him, knowing and believing that all your needs are met through Christ Jesus, you will cast your burdens upon God. You will cast your burdens upon God. Be encouraged. Even in a world so full of confusion, devastation, turmoil, bitterness, and strife, God is still on the throne. God is still in control. So with all the bad news being reported in the world today, I bring you good news. Even in the midst of all this stuff, you can have a safe landing in God. Be encouraged and remember that with God, all things are possible. That's good news. Good news. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And because of God, we can remember that he's yet faithful. He's yet true. If he promises to keep us, if he promises to sustain us, if he promises to always be with us, we can rest in his word. Be encouraged. There is joy and trusting in the Lord. Sure, James 1 reminds us that in the world we're going to have tribulation. But be encouraged. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. You may be feeling discouraged right now. Somebody may be feeling like you're about ready to hang it up. But I want to encourage you, you see, because you might be there where you think that you're at the end of your road. And I'm here to encourage you. Receive your breakthrough. It's right around the corner, and then you falter. Don't do that. The light is at the end of the tunnel. It was coming into focus. It might have been a little dim, but it was there. But then you retreated. You were almost at the finish line, and then you're thinking about quitting. I'm here to encourage somebody somewhere tonight. Yes, there is shelter from life storms, and there is a safe landing in the arms of Jesus. How many know that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to those who endure to the end? And with the greater one living on the inside of you, you can endure anything. I think I'll say that again. With the greater one living on the inside of you, you can endure anything. So while you might be quarantined in your home, and you might be feeling like you're lonely because you might be there all alone, just know and trust in him. And he said that he would never leave you. He said he would never forsake you. So you really are not alone. Just stop giving him praises. Stop thanking him because your best days are ahead of you. Give him praises. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart and give him praises. Rest in him. You're not alone. You're not alone. You may feel like you are alone, but in Christ, you're never alone. You're never alone. Never alone. I'm just hoping that I'm encouraging somebody somewhere, that these words are encouragement to you, to keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. What do your actions say? How do you truly respond when your back is up against the wall? Do you come out swinging? Or do you take refuge in the knowledge that the battle is really not yours, but it's the Lord, and that he has already fought it and he's already won it? You see, we got to get to that point where his word becomes alive in us. It's not just enough to read about him. We've got to allow his word to take root in us. Take root in us. If he promised to keep you, you can rest assured that he will. If he promised to be with you in your day of trouble, you can call upon him and he would answer. I want to pause for a minute and I want you to just think about that. I want you to reflect where you are right now in Jesus, where you are right now. Do you believe him? Do you believe that he is your very present help in a time of trouble? Do you believe him? Do you believe that he is your protector in the midst of everything that's going on? Do you believe him? That was sort of like a self-evaluation. I want to pause and give you the moment just to think about that. I want you to think about that. God is faithful. If he promised to set a table before you in the presence of the enemies, you can rest and abide in him, knowing you're sheltered from life's storms. It basically all comes down to this. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you believing the word of God, or are you going to believe the enemy? Psalms 100 says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made you, and not you yourself. You are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Be encouraged, for the Lord is your shepherd. Be encouraged. Be encouraged." We've got to trust and depend on him for every situation, regardless of how dim things may look. But I believe that the key to resting in him, seeking refuge in him, is abiding in his sanctuary. It's trusting him. Trusting him totally, completely, without reservation. Totally, completely, without reservation. How can I trust him? How can I rest in him when things all around me are in such an awful state? Well, if you have to ask yourself that question, then ask yourself this question. Do you really know him? Do you truly know who I'm talking about right now? If you trusted him enough to save you, this is for those of us who are saved. If you trusted him enough to save you, that's your salvation, The why is it so difficult to trust him enough to keep you, to sustain you? Why is it so difficult to trust him to meet all of your needs? Salvation means nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken. Don't you realize that it's the same faith you had that enabled you to believe in him for your salvation? The same faith will allow you to trust him in all other areas. Do you believe that the same God who sustained David during his trial is the same God that is sustaining us today? Do you believe that? Are you abiding in the secret place of the Most High? Are you resting in his holiness? Are you casting all your cares upon him? Are you leaning not to your own understanding? Are you fully persuaded that he who promised is indeed faithful? Or is it just talk because it sounds good? When trials, tribulations, and persecutions come your way, in your time of trouble, does your mind wander off into a place of disbelief and to a place of doubt and to a place of uncertainty? Or do you take comfort in the one who is the mind regulator, who is the solid rock, who is the Prince of Peace? Do you take comfort in the one who is the Prince of Comfort? Be encouraged. In your time of trouble, do you begin to wander over into self-pity or fear, not believing 2 Timothy 1:7 that says God has not given you the spirit of fear? Why wander over into the enemy's camp? Why wander over into the enemy's camp when you have the power through Christ Jesus to stir up the gift that's within you and remind yourself that the Lord is your refuge and your fortress? When will you learn that things will fade away, that people will let you down, that people cannot be your sanctuary? When we are faced with adversities, we oftentimes find our minds in places where we know God is not pleased. And we forget about those scriptures that tell us, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Oh, will it be enough just to rest in him? When will you put your trust totally, completely, without any reservation in him? In him. Matthew 6:35, the 31st verse says, therefore take no thought saying, what shall I eat, or what shall I drink, or whether shall we be clothed? Be not discouraged, for God is taking care of you. Be not discouraged, for he hears your cry. I'm so thankful to serve a God who is all-knowing. I'm so thankful that God created the beginning and the end, and we can trust him. We can trust him. So as I pause to come to a close, I simply couldn't close this message without, if there's anyone there that don't know about this God we're talking about today, just in case I'm speaking to someone who has not made Jesus on your choice, let me tell you something. Without him, you would not have shelter from life's storms. Without him, you would not have the peace in the midst of confusion. Without him, you have no hope. Without him, without Jesus, you would not be able to survive this storm called life on your own. So before we close this message, we want to give you the opportunity to make Jesus your choice today. If you're not saved, that is, if you're not saved right now, it's not too late. Right now, while you're listening, right now, while you're breathing, it's not too late. If you're not saved, you better wake up now. You see, God is not slack concerning his promises. For those of us who have trusted God and believed and accepted him as our Savior, we believe in his promise of eternal life. Revelation 20th chapter, 14 verse says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And the 15th verse says, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. So if you're not saved, if you're not repented of your sin and accepted Jesus into your heart, if you are not 100% sure you will spend eternity in heaven, listen very closely. Nobody else can save you. Trust Jesus today. You see, there is only one way to God, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Acts 4th chapter and the 12th verse says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So let me ask you this question. Are you saved? Are you born again? Have you made the confession that Jesus Christ is Lord? Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The first thing we need to do according to Romans 3:10, you need to admit that you are a sinner. For Romans 3:10 says, for it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. The second thing you need to do is to repent. That means you need to be willing to turn from your sin. The third thing you need to do is believe that Jesus Christ died for you, that he was buried and rose from the dead. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So through prayer, you can invite Jesus to come into your life to become your personal Savior right now. For Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you can say, pray this prayer with me right now. Right now, from your heart, sincerely, repeat this prayer if you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood and died for my sin. I am willing to turn from sin. I now invite Christ to come into my heart and life as my personal Savior. Amen. If you just did that, if you just trusted Jesus as your personal Savior, guess what? You have just begun a wonderful new life in him, and we want to hear about that. If you just made that confession and accepted Jesus into your heart as your Savior, please let us know. Please give us a call and let us know. Then read your Bible daily. Get to know Jesus Christ better. Talk to God in prayer every day. Get baptized, worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a local church where Christ is preached and where the Bible is the final authority. Tell others about Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 I hope that these words have been words of encouragement to you, that you can keep on keeping on. And as I said at the beginning of the message, that if you have a prayer request, this is your opportunity. You can call in, and Reverend Ray or I would pray for you over the phone, or you can call in after this message. I'm going to turn it back over to Reverend Ray right now. He'll give you more information. And I'm just hoping that these words have been encouragement to you, to keep on keeping on. Be encouraged, for God is still on the throne. Be encouraged, for God is our protector. Be encouraged, for God is the shelter in the midst of any storm that you might be going through right now. Be encouraged. This is a message of hope for all times. Be encouraged. Jesus loves you, my friend, and so do we. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. What an awesome word. Thank you, Minister Vanessa. Amen. A message of hope for all times coming out of Psalms 55. Amen. This is something that is definitely needed for the world that we live in now. You know, no matter the color of your skin, no matter where you've been to, no matter whether you're rich or poor, this is something that is needed for the world that is that we're living in now, not only because the virus thing that's going on, but because people seem to have lost love of one another. You know, even the church and everything seem to be going in a direction. So I'm glad Minister Vanessa opened this time up for prayer for those that are on the line. If you press the number one on your phone, that will let me know you have a prayer request, and you can come online and one of us can pray for you. You can do it that way, or you can send me your prayer request at winchristianspeak@gmail.com. Win Christian Speak, okay, all one word, Win Christian Speak, two S's. Well, at the end of Christians, speak@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. This is a season of time and prayer. There's a lot of people, Minister Van, that are doing prayer vigil. I think Apostle Shirley has one at 6 o'clock in the morning, amen. On Wednesdays. And I don't know who else. I know that's one, and then Reverend Gwen does her prayer on Wednesday evenings at 1 p.m., and all that information, of course, is on our Facebook page or website, amen. But this is a season of prayer, you know. I mean, we should not be fearful, you know. We should not be fearful about anything. We should be trusting in God and believing it and believing in God. Now, with that comes wisdom. with that faith comes wisdom, you know.
Yes.
You do not want to be in a situation where it may appear that you're tempting God, the devil tried to tempt Jesus in the desert, in the wilderness. You know, you don't want to do anything that may appear that you're trying to tempt God. But with there come what I call not just any kind of wisdom, Mr. Van, but a spiritual wisdom, okay?
Amen.
A Holy Ghost wisdom, you know, that would tell you what to go and what not to go, what to do and what not to do, you know, that kind of wisdom. So that's what we're looking at and everything like that. But I don't see like I don't have anyone as of yet. That we might get some emails or some texts later on for prayer requests. But how you want to do? You want to go ahead and start off in prayer, or you want me to?
You can go ahead, bro.
Okay. Father God, we come today first to give you thanks for your many, 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 many blessings, God. Even through the midst of chaos, we know that you are still blessing, that you are still healing, that you are still restoring those things that the cankerworm and the locust and the grasshopper and the palmer worm have eaten, God. We know today, God, that you are still in the business of saving souls, God, and delivering, God, and whatever needs to be done. So, God, we trust you today. We believe in you today. We know that there is nothing too hard for you to do today, God. So we pray for miraculous work to take place even in the hospital rooms, God, even among the nurses, even among the doctors, God, even among the government officials, God, that they might cry out, what must I do to be saved? That they might know that there is a bomb in Gilead. We pray today, God, that a holistic healing might come across not just the United States, but across the world, God, so they may understand that you are in control of everything. No virus has control over you. Can't no virus or anything tell you what to do, Lord Jesus, because you are in control. So we pray for complete holistic healing, God. We pray for those that have lost loved ones because of this, God. God, we pray for the families that have been affected by it, God, the grieving process that are going on, God. We pray in today's Lord Jesus, that those that are in charge, and those that are elected officials, that those that have to make decisions, God, will make decisions based on what you say and not based off their emotions and not based off political gain, God, or anything like that. We pray today, God, that even through the midst of this, that this might be an opportunity, God, for revival to take place, not only within the body of Christ, but also within the church, God, that you must shake us loose, God, that we might begin to seek after the things of you. We pray today, God, that you will come like a mighty rushing wind, just like you did on the day of Pentecost, God, and begin to change a shift in the atmosphere, a shift in our way of thinking, a shift in the desire to live, a shift in what comes out of our mouth, a shift, God, that we will love more, Lord Jesus, that we will love our enemies as we love ourselves, God. We pray today, God, for those that are struggling and those that have lost jobs and those that have lost income, God. We pray today, God, that the stimulus package just won't do it, but you will, God. For you said the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you, Lord Jesus. You said that all the gold is all yours, God, all over the world, God. So we pray today, God, that you would do your will, God. You will come and hasten to perform your will, Lord Jesus. We pray today that you would do your will, God, that you would get all the glory. So those that got their heads hung down low and depressed because of all the different things, that you would begin to knock on the doors of their heart and remember and remind them, Lord Jesus, that you paid a price for them on the cross, that every nail that was in your hand was for them. That those that are about to commit suicide, those that are about to jump off of buildings, that you remind them, Lord Jesus, that you will pierce in their side for them, God. For those that have lost their way, that those about to leave their loved ones, those about to kick the children out, that you remind them, God, that you are still God and you are still on the throne. For those, Lord Jesus, that don't know what else to do, have gotten to the last mile of the way, God, we pray today, God, that you would do something miraculous in the life, that you remind them that every stripe you had that. It was for them, God. When they beat you all day long, Lord Jesus, it was for them, God. When they called you every name that was in the book, it was for them, Lord Jesus. When they put a crown of thorns upon their, upon your head, Lord Jesus, it was for them. Every blood that you lost, Lord Jesus, it was for us, God. That we might have life, but not just any kind of life, life more abundantly. So we praying for those, Lord Jesus. We praying for every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, every reverend, every deacon, every minister, every evangelist, God, every prophet, God. We praying for all of God, even the musicians, God. We praying for everybody and everybody that, that those that are called by your name, God, to stand out. Stand up, God, and sin not, God, and lie in their own bed and begin to cry loud and spare loud. This is how this virus is going to be defeated. It's going to be defeated not because, God, that they created a vaccine for it, but because the prayer warriors stood up and prayed, because those prayer intercessors stood up and interceded, God, because those that had a loud voice and shout glory stood up and began to praise you. They began to worship you, because we that are no know you by name, God, did not decided that this wasn't the end all. We decided that we were going to trust in the Lord our God. We decided that we were going to go to the throne of grace and throw ourselves down at the mercy of you, God. We are glad today, God, that we know that we have a message of hope, Lord Jesus. And we know that our God and all our understanding, God, and all that we need has come to you. So today, God, we lift up holy hands to you and say, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with all your faith and your glory. And you set the atmosphere. You do whatever is needed, God. You heal what healing needs to be. Whatever's done, God, come, God. We submit to the authority of you, Lord Jesus, that you would have your way.
Yes,
that you would have your way. Not by might, nor by spirit, not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord. That you, God, would have your way in our life. That you begin to break down strongholds and sin towers and all kinds of things that is not pleasing to you, Lord Jesus. That you begin to break those things and move those things out of our life, God. That you begin to remind us of the covenant that you cut with us before we was even born. Better yet, while we were yet in our mother's womb, God. The covenant that you cut with us, God, that we should live and not die. That you begin to remind us, Lord Jesus, of the greater price that was paid for us, God, that the love that you have for us, Jesus, you were willing to die on the cross for us. Willing. Nobody made you do it. Nobody forced you to do it, but you went willingly. You said, in fact, Father, I'll go. Send me. You were willing to die for us, Lord Jesus. As we celebrate this Friday and the celebration of Resurrection Sunday coming up, God, even in the midst of all of this, God, we still got to give you glory, Lord. We still got to give you praise, because you deserve the honor, and you deserve the honor, you deserve the glory.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
And we will give you all the honor and glory, Lord Jesus. Even in the midst of all the chaos that's going on, God, we know who is in control. And we know that you are well able to keep those things that we have put into your hands. So we stand in awe of you, Lord Jesus, of the things that you would do. Even in the midst of all of this, we stand in awe, Lord Jesus, of the souls that will be saved, that will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Even in the midst of all of this, God, we stand in awe, God, of the lives that will be changed, the lives that will be converted, the doubt, there will be no more doubt, the faith that will be increased, God, the hope that will be restored, Lord Jesus. We stand in awe knowing that you are doing these things, God. And we say hallelujah. And we say glory to your name. We say hallelujah. And we say glory to your name. For you reign and you reign forever. Our God reigns, and we glorify your name today. Our God reigns, and we will glorify your name. We will lift up our head, Holy Gate. We will lift up our head, Holy Gate, for the King of Glory has come in. Yes, he has, Lord Jesus. We will magnify you. Even in the midst of our tears, we will praise you. Even when we don't feel like it, God, we will lift up your name. For there is none like you in all the earth. There is none like you on earth, God. None like you on earth, Lord Jesus. We pray for every listener that is listening to this particular broadcast of a message of hope from all times, God. We pray for every listener all across the world, God. We pray for those that we've listened because of sharing on a different platform, God. We pray for a great awakening to take place within the body, but not just within the body, within the world. That there is a bomb in Gilead, and you are their bomb. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being their bomb. Thank you, God, for being their bomb in Gilead. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for by your stripes that we are healed. We are healed, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said that those that are called by your name, that we would do certain things, that the healing of the nation will take place, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for knowing that you are still in control. We glorify you. We magnify you. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Reverend Ray. That be the glory.
God be the glory. Amen. You going to close this out, or that was it?
That was it. That was powerful. That's been closed.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Go
God bless. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless. Well, I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Mr. Ben, for that awesome word that you brought forth there that was off the chain. Please, everyone, share through social media or just share. I've already said this is the word for our times. Amen. Thank you, Minister Van, for letting God use you. Again, everyone, this has been History Bound and Grace of Minister Vanessa Williams, a message of hope for all time, not just right now, because we're going through some stuff, as my previous pastor would say, not only because we got a needle in our butt, you know, or we just said something that don't feel comfortable, but we want to, this is a hope for all times, you know, it's not season. We think about the word hope. Thank you, Mr. Van. It's not a seasonal thing, you know.
That's right.
Our relationship is not seasonal, you know, and everything. So it's not seasonal. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Otherwise, we're going to get started all over again. You know, and the word of God has already gone forth. Amen. So we want to chew the cud on the word that has already gone forward. You know, like how it does when he chews the cud, he chews it and it goes into his second stomach, I believe, and then he regurgitated back up and he chews it again. You know, that's what the word of God is for us. We got to constantly chew the cud on a regular basis. You know, we can't get lackadaisical. We can't take a break. There is no break. The enemy doesn't take a break, amen. But be blessed. I'm done. Thank you, Mr. Van. God bless y'all.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless.